Hi folks, welcome to I Said It Out Loud. Trigger warning before you listen to today's episode. If you've ever gone through anything like that, anything close to that, if you almost went through that at the same time, sending my love, I'm very sorry. You're felt, you're seen, and you're heard. Not also forgetting the guys that were blamed. If you've ever been blamed for something like that and you really did not do it, sending my love. I'm very sorry you had to go through that at the same time. It's not fair. Just here to remind you that we all love you. I personally love you. I'm here to emphasize on how I love you and how you're seen and how you're heard. And yeah, I hope this does not disturb you. And if it also if you find it disturbing, it's fine. You can quit. It's okay. Bye. Love yous. We agreed it's random thoughts, but now like these random thoughts then decide I'm not coming after 2 weeks. See you in 2 weeks. Anyway, so I'm not even going to talk about what has happened for the next 2 weeks because y'all know. But anyway, it's been a while and something has got me thinking for like almost a week. And I'm here asking myself, why would you lie about rape? Exactly. I've asked myself that question for a couple of times and I don't even have an answer. Because one thing about me, I take rape very seriously. Like, that's such a very big deal for me. So if you come and tell me that I've been raped or I've been sexually harassed, because I think that being raped, there's penetration involved. But if it's sexual harassment, it's physical harassment. Like, if there's coercion of you touching me, or if there's also coercion of you talking to me in some sexual manners. Yeah, it's verbally and non-verbally. I want to believe that, because if you're talking dirty language to me, is it called dirty language? Whatever, and I don't want it. If there's no consent, boy, you're acting like a rapist. Hey, but there has to be like coercion there. But hey, why would you lie about rape? You're coming here, you feel like you want to throw a tantrum, and now the best tantrum you want to throw, or the best tantrum you feel like you can throw, is saying that you've been raped and having the audacity to even mention the person that, in quotes, raped you. Me and you, we can just rub friends. You've lied about something like that. And even if you would come out and tell me, like later, then decide to be honest with me and tell me, you know what, I lied about that story, it wasn't true. Maybe I wasn't really raped, I was sexually abused or something like that. But my first question will be, do you know the meaning of rape? Why did you lie that you've been raped? You know, I think from there, me and you can also just be done with friends, to rub friends, seriously. Because I don't think that somebody should lie about something like that. There are people out here who've gone through that for real, and people refused to believe them in the name of, so you let them in. You wore slutty clothes. You showed him your affection and all sorts of that, which is very sad that someone can be raped, really, and nobody believes them, which a lot of people have gone through that. Then some other shorty is out here, I may decide I will lie about it. I have not gone through that, and I will lie about it, and there's nothing you can do. that's pathetic of you. As a girl, that's really pathetic of you. Now, that's the problem. But when you now tell me you've been raped, then I realize I maybe find out on my own that you haven't been raped. Ama, you come clean and tell me, you know what, I wasn't being raped. Me, I look at you, and I don't know what I can tell you, honestly. You lied you've been raped. Now you're telling me you've been harassed. How do you expect me to believe that really you've been harassed and already you've lied to me you've been raped? From the start, you could have just said, I've been harassed. Honge includes stolen a rape. Rape is such a big word. It's such a big word. I don't know if I'm the only one who takes it seriously, or it's such a big word, especially for me as a girl. I'll take it seriously. Ungesema tu from the start, I was harassed, this and this happened. But sasa ume decide you will throw a tantrum and lie that you've been raped. How do I know that even you saying that you've been harassed is you trying to cover up your lie and just make it better? Unachoma ukipoza. No, that's not right. If I would go through something like that, my point of view, okay, not my 100, but I have two point of views. For the first one, okay, we were out, we've gone out. Then umenipata maybe alone and it's time to go home and maybe I've gone through that for real. I would call my close friend, and high chances mwenye amenitafuta is my close friend. Ama me going on a girl's night out. Those are my girls, clearly, so I can trust any of them. I can pull you away, and because me siezi hata anza kusema kwa cab where there's 8 people nime shout nimekuwa raped. That's such a serious case. I don't even know if I want everyone to know that I've really been raped. You know, this is a point of view. So I'll just pull somebody aside, my girl aside, and I'll be like, I've gone through this and this and this. You know how you can help me? And we sort it out. That's in the club. Second point of view. Now this is koni for real. Me, I'll keep quiet. It'll take time. I have to load. It will take time for me to decide that I want to bring it up. Because it's me. I might not even just want to bring it up. I'll want to sort it out on myself. Then maybe later, after I've sorted it out, I'll talk to someone. It depends though with apo your situation, menipataje, and what I really want to do. Because it's never happened to me, so I don't really know how I'll react. And that's the thing. People react in very many ways. We all react differently. So we'll get back to that. So I'll just pull somebody. Oh, the second point of view. I would be there, nimelod, trying to figure out how I'm going to help myself. But now, sister, the problem is, if I'm quiet, people will notice. Especially the people close to me will really notice. This girl is not okay. But the fact that it's 7 in the morning, we're from drinking since 11, I think I might just give out the excuse of, nimechoka tu. That's not supposed to be a joke. That's how some people handle it. Hey, amaninge ngoja. I don't know, like that's how people would deal with it. But, okay, throwing a tantrum, people react by throwing a tantrum. Okay, so like the thing is, we've gone out on a girl's night out. Then, later, imefika 7, asubuhi, we now need to leave. We've reached the cab, everyone is in, we're ready to go. Then kidogo unasikia mtu ameanza kutoa tantrum. But like this shori was like, she started throwing a tantrum in the form of, you guys, najua, you don't like me, najua, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember the rest of it. I don't even remember everything else. I was partially in cloud 9, I was partially on earth. and partially on space, literally. So, hey, and I'm like, Sasa, surely, what's up? What's up, baby girl? Hakusema. Watu akamlenga. Mbezi watu alimlenga. So I think she's like, okay, fine. I'm Tani Lenga. I have decided to throw a tantrum and y'all just assuming me. Wait and see. I'm about to throw another tantrum. Hope you're all ready for it. So this one decides to throw another tantrum. Natuja left, Mado. You know, I've been raped. It's not supposed to be a joke. But the fact that it wasn't true at the same time, yeah. You know, I've been raped. And she kept on repeating. Mind you, this babe is crying. So, of course, you will have to believe her. Me here thinking nobody really believed her. That's sad. No, because clearly she was trying to throw a tantrum that was very different from saying she was being raped. She started with, Najua hamnipendi. Then she went to, I've been raped. But we tried to give her, by the way, we gave her the benefit of the doubt. Because like I said, people react very differently. Unaweza pata, that's the only way she could react, ndo asikizwe. So we're here as telling her, sawa basi, let's go to the hospital, we sort it out. She's refusing. Now she's starting to be rude with people and insulting people and calling people names. Na sa hiyo sisi ni watu tunamsaidia. Would you really believe that person, honestly? Would you? Us being the girls, because... me remembering the cab driver. I think this nigga was like, wah, sasa huku ni wapi nimejileta. 7 in the morning. We cannot escape, we cannot come out. Mama. No, you could have seen the Uber driver's face. Me, I was seated in front, so I literally saw it in 3D. So, hey, I'm telling her, let's go to the hospital. And she's now a melenga story. She's gone to another story now of throwing another tantrum. I think I'll throw a couple of tantrums in that cab before we even left. That's where I think people now didn't want to believe her. But me, I'm telling, me, I'm here. Okay, fine. You might be lying, you might not be lying, but there is a reason behind you telling people you don't... Okay, I don't have to like you, baby girl. She's not like my friend. We have a mutual friend. Eh, we share a mutual friend. So, me, I don't know her like that. But, like, there should be a reason why you decided to say that you have been raped. Where does he decide to go through him? Or maybe you haven't been raped. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Now, some people feel like they need to throw the tantrums just to be heard. And you can't blame them. That depends with now their past or what they've gone through. So on the way, me, I'm asking this babe, have you really been raped? Because you're going home. Everyone now is quiet to me Goma Hill story. We're now quiet. So I'm asking her, have you really been raped? I don't remember the answer. I remember asking, but I don't remember the answer. No matter, I wasn't answered. Because she was like mad. She didn't want to talk to anyone. Hasira, ilikuwa ukoju. So, yeah, we get to the first stop, which is Oprah's place. And every babe was supposed to shuka there. Because I said we were eight people. 5 girls, 3 men, including the Uber driver. Akakata kushuka. I'm like, baby girl, you don't want to sort this thing out if me still giving out the benefit of the doubt. We were two trying to give out the benefit of the doubt. I remember pretty clearly. Wow, that was a very long morning. So we are there. Are you okay? Si ushuke, we sort it out. Alikata kushuka gari. So it's the irony. Every babe alishuka the Uber, ikabaki. So ilikuwa inafaa kubaki the Uber driver and the 2 men, because the house was the first stop, then the nigger's house. I think alikuwa anaenda the same place, I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know them. That's even worse. So, in my mind, I'm telling her, I couldn't say it out loud, honestly. The irony, it's the first time I decided I'm not going to say something out loud. But I couldn't, it can sound rude. But come to think of it, I wish I just would have done that. Because if they're like real men, I won't get taken offense. So in my mind, I'm asking myself, you're from saying you've just been raped. And you don't know these niggas, including the Uber driver, you don't know them. You can't trust men, you can't trust people you don't know. And currently with this insecurity we keep on hearing, you can't trust people. So in my mind, I'm telling myself, in quotes, like, umetoka kurepiwa, but you're okay with being in an Uber with two niggas you don't know and the Uber driver. How ogopi zaidi? Me, I think ningekuwa like really, really raped. God forbid all of that. Me, I would be like traumatized. I don't even want to see any man in my life because it would have been that bad. That's why I keep on saying I take rape really seriously. But alikata. That was the last time. I was like, bitch, bye. I've tried my best. Umekata. It's fine. Do you, boo. Now the next morning, this person claims she wasn't raped. Okay, though she said she was alikuwa ana shikwa. That's sexual abuse, sexual harassment, right? If there's no consent, that is. Now, nobody was there to know if there was consent or not. You've already lied to me that you've been raped. Now you expect me to believe that, no, you weren't raped. You were sexually abused. Because a 22 or 23-year-old, you can't tell me you don't know the difference. Now, if unge emphasize, nimekua raped. Ama unge emphasize, nimekua, kuna venye unge sema, I think, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know her point of view really. So like that's the thing. We can't even judge her that much. But me nilisema tumerab, tumalizane. Me, I'm done with you. That's I think one of the pet peeves I cannot deal with in a woman, because wewe uko hapa unadanganya umekuwa raped and somebody else there is really being raped and nobody believes them. You can't see any shame in yourself. Yeah, shame on you. To anyone who has ever decided to lie on something like that. So, the next day she's like, no, I wasn't raped. I was too sexually abused. Am I supposed to believe you, baby girl? After abusing us, the same people who are trying to help you out, after trying to like really, really help you out, uligoma na sisi, you kept on emphasizing. We tried to hear you out. Na ukakata. Mimi nayo tumemalizana. And yeah, like that really got me thinking. Where's your conscience when you're doing all of that? Hauni hata aibu. And one thing about the universe, you ask for it, you get it. I'm not saying like she's going to get it or anything, but like that's the thing. How ogopi even in the first place? Aren't you afraid to even bring it out from your mouth and say you've been raped? Because that shit comes with a lot of trauma, physically, mentally, psychologically, socially. Yeah, socially, because like I was saying, me, I wouldn't even want to see anyone close to me, leave alone anywhere. Me at anywhere. So I would even have a hard time leaving the house maybe for a while. And we've had cases like that. Somebody has gone through rape, they're afraid of leaving the house. Because anyway, you'd be afraid because you can't even see any man out here. You can't stand even looking at any of them. Utaanza kukuwa na a lot of flashbacks, a lot of what ifs. So it will like really affect you socially, physically. You know what comes with that. Mentally, psychologically, your mind is just messed up. Because for starters, I was forced through all of this. So, the fact that uko hapo, you're asking yourself, so you want to tell me, I really could not resist. Yani nilishwa na nguvu hivyo. Me, I think that's how I would think. And at the same time, you're there disgusted with yourself. Imagine being disgusted with yourself. Of course, it's not in a good way, but at the same time, it's not in a bad way. But you kind of dig what I'm trying to say. Nobody would ever want trigger warning. I'll say this before the pod, trigger warning. Nobody would ever want to be... to have... that's not even sex. Nobody would ever want a nigga to penetrate through her and she didn't want in the first place. She didn't even see that nigga even physically, even sexually. Nobody would want that. I love to make it worse, it's even being forced. So the fact that any shorty would lie about that, me, I think I'll just dump you as a friend, because that's not fair to the people who've gone through it in the same time. And it's also not fair to the person who you decided to call out. As in, you've decided, I will call out this person, even the name. Umemwaribia jina, now maybe we're even seeing that person as a rapist. She's not the only one, definitely. She's not the only one. A lot of people, not even one, not even two, not even 10 girls have lied about that. A lot of girls have lied about that. Mommy, I'm thinking, if this girl really lied about sheep, I don't know, like, what could be the reason? This nigga has rejected you. Now you have to lie, no, everything imanguke. That's your kind of revenge. Ama, you've just done something wrong and you don't want to be called out, so unataka kuangushia mtu ngozi yote. No, that's not right. After God, fear women. Honestly, fear women. Hey, like, what's the whole reason behind you lying about it? Because it's Akama Huyu. Me, I don't know why she was lying. Me, I think she just wanted attention. There's something wrong with her. If you're really going through something... if you're going through something, or... you've been through a lot and you haven't brought it out, please talk it out, because these things happen in the worst way. And I realized keeping something to yourself, keeping a lot to yourself, if it's trauma, if it's anything, and you keep it to yourself, high chances you'll end up self-sabotaging yourself, and you'll also ruin a lot of things around your life. Because now, like, see this babe. She lost friends. If there are people who would, like, stand their ground like me and say, me, I'm just done. Me, I can't deal with somebody like that. I may lose friends. You've self-sabotaged the whole relationships and everything else. And the disrespect is gone. Me, I'll deal. My respect for you, I mean, the respect is gone. Because me, my respect for you now is over. Clearly, it's over. So you see, a lot of things now happen, and now it becomes a negative thing to your life. High chances you end up becoming miserable now. But it's because you just decided, I'm not going to deal with my issues. I'm not going to sort them out. I do understand it's like swag, but not all of it is going to be swag. Not all of it, not everyone will understand that you're like this and this. And if you're also not ready to sort it out, I can't be there tolerating all of it. And you're not ready. It's one thing, you're going through this and you want to sort it out. And it's another thing, you're going through it and you don't care. Maybe you don't even know and you don't even want to sort it out. Those are two different things. So you're there, you don't even know, maybe you don't want to sort it out. You're just okay with it. You lose a lot of people in your life. And like they all say, no man is an island, so you do need people. Anyway, let me get ready to say this is a trigger warning there at the beginning. I forgot to say about it, but... Yeah, that was just my point of view of everything and why you would lie. So please do not lie about being raped. That's the worst thing you could do ever as a shorty and as a human being. So bye. Hope you guys have a good remaining week and a weekend, a lovely weekend. If you're going out to drink, take a shot for me. Bye.